Professions offered by his predecessors. Professions offered by his predecessors. Professions offered by his predecessors. Professions offered by his predecessors.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم صلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله صلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله صلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another episode of our series Professions of Pious Predecessors Rahimahumullah Ta'ala. This episode is indeed a very special episode. Our topic for today is the greatest traitor. First, let's listen to an excellence of reciting durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The noblest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, whoever recites salat upon me once, Allah azza wa jal sends 10 mercies upon him, forgives 10 sins and elevates his rank by 10 times. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, before listening to this episode, firstly make some good intentions. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali. That is, a believer's intention is better than his action. Therefore, before listening to this episode, make sure you make some good intentions. Firstly, make the intention that you will listen to this episode to gain the pleasure of Allah Almighty. And you will listen to this episode till the very end. And whatever you hear from this episode, inshallah, you'll try to apply it in your real life. And you'll also share it. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers, coming back to our episode, our topic for today is the greatest traitor. Now, would you like to know who the greatest traitor is? The greatest traitor is none other than our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was indeed the greatest traitor of all time. Now, let's listen to some blessed pearls from the seerah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. After that, we'll move towards his trading life. The blessed name of the Nabi of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, is Muhammad. In other divinely revealed books, his name Ahmad was mentioned, whereas hundreds of his names related to his attributes are mentioned in the Holy Quran, Ahadith and books of Seerah. Some of them are as follows: Muzammil, Muddassir, Ra'uf, Rahim, Mustafa, Mujtaba, Murtaza, etc. His kunya is Abul Qasim. He belonged to a Bani Hashim, that is a great family of the Quraysh tribe. The name of his respected father is Abdullah, whereas the name of his mother is Amina. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was born on the 12th of Rabiul Awwal on Monday. Muslims all over the world celebrate Milad on this date. His respected father had passed away before he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was born. When he was just 6 years old, his kind and caring mother also passed away. Therefore, he was brought up by his grandfather, Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. After 2 years, his beloved grandfather also departed his life. Hence, his uncle Abu Talib took on the responsibility of bringing up his blessed nephew. As was the custom, respected Arabs used to send their children to the villages in the outskirts where children would grow healthy in clean and a healthy environment and would also learn original and excellent Arabic language. Following the same custom, his respected mother sent him in his childhood along with Sayyidatina Halima Sadia radiallahu ta'ala anha. She took him to her tribe where she took care of him for a specific period of time. During this period, blessings occurred in abundance by virtue of him. Now, let's listen to some blessed points regarding the blessed childhood of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. The angels would rock his cradle in his childhood. He sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam would point towards the moon, which moved in the direction where his blessed finger moved. Unlike other children, he sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam never urinated in his clothes. He sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam would go out of his home and see children play, but he sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam would never play. Boys would call him for playing, but he sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam would reply, "I am not born to play." Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we just heard some blessed points regarding the blessed seerah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam and his blessed childhood. Moving forward, now in today's world, the question arises in most of us and in most of our minds at some point in our lives. The question is, to whom should I follow for a better life in this world? Every one of us needs a perfect example to follow who may have great leadership qualities. Someone may imagine a personality in his mind and start following that personality, but there will be lots of faults in doing so. Our basic need is a real life example, having perfect example for people of all times. This need of an ideal personality and a perfect example is verily fulfilled by the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned him as the best example to follow. Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in the Holy Quran, translation of Quran, Kanzul Iman, "Indeed for you, the following of the Messenger of Allah is the best, for one who has hope in Allah and the last day and remembers Allah in abundance." The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam had the ethics which bear the stamp of divine authenticity, and he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is a model of perfect conduct and character for all mankind. The life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the only example having leadership qualities which is followed by the greatest people of the world. The Holy Quran mentions his great character in these words, translation of Quran, Kanzul Iman, "And certainly you, O beloved, are an excellent standard of character. And we did not send you, O beloved Prophet, but as a mercy for all of the worlds. So forgive them and excuse them. Indeed, Allah loves the doers of good." At another place, it is mentioned in the Holy Quran, "Indeed, there has come to you a messenger from among yourselves. Heavy upon him is your suffering. Most concerned is he about your well-being. For the Muslims, he is most kind, most merciful." Not only these words, but the whole Quran is describing his character. And there are a lot of blessed ahadith which show the highest character of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Let's listen to some ahadith as an example. Narrated by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam never criticized any food presented to him, but he would eat it if he liked it. Otherwise, he would leave it without expressing his dislike. Another hadith states, narrated by Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Allah's Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, "I have been sent as an apostle in the best of all the generations of Adam's offspring since their creation." Narrated by Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam never used bad language, neither a fahish nor a mutafahish. He used to say, "The best amongst you are those who have the best manners and the best character." Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, now moving towards our main topic, which is the greatest trader. Now trade plays a vital role in a human's life. It has a leading role in the economy of every society. No one can live on their own in any society, as everyone has to perform many things collectively and trade is one of them. Islam, which is the complete code of life, has given great importance to it and provided crystal clear instructions about it. Directly or indirectly, trade is related to many aspects of human life. A country can make tremendous growth if its traders and trading centers are fair and follow the principles of Islam. Trade has been playing a significant role in both individual and collective life from ancient times. The beloved Prophet ﷺ himself was a trader. Trading was the means of livelihood of the family of the beloved Prophet ﷺ. As he ﷺ had made many trade journeys in childhood with Abu Talib, gaining enough experience of trading, he ﷺ chose trading as a means of livelihood. He ﷺ went on trade journeys to Syria and Yemen. He ﷺ did trade and business so honestly, truthfully and justly that his business partners and all the other traders started calling him Amin. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Honesty, truthfulness and fulfillment of promises and good manners are the lifeblood of trade and are essential for a successful trader. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, of course, had all these qualities. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has set excellent examples in the history of this world. A blessed companion, Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, has narrated, before he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam received revelation and made the declaration of his prophethood, I made a trade deal with him. I made a part payment and promised him that I would come back shortly and would pay the remaining amount. By chance, I forgot my promise. After 3 days, when I reached the place where I had promised to come, I found him standing and waiting. I could not keep my promise, but he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam did not mind it at all. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam only said, where have you been? I have been waiting for you here for 3 days. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Similarly, a companion of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam embraced Islam and came to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. People began to praise him. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, you do not know him as much as I know him. The companion humbly said, may my parents be sacrificed on you. You have spoken the truth. Before the declaration of prophethood, you were my trading partner. You were very nice to me and never quarreled with me. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Let's listen to a blessed parable of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam regarding trade. As we know that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, before receiving the divine revelation, was doing trade. At the age of 25, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was very widely known as trustworthy and a truthful individual. Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha was a very wealthy woman in Makkah. Her husband had already died. She radiallahu ta'ala anha needed a trustworthy person to take her goods to Syria. She radiallahu ta'ala anha was very impressed by the truthfulness and the trustworthiness of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. She chose him and sent him a message offering him double wage due to his honesty and sincerity. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam accepted her offer and took her trade goods to Syria. She radiallahu ta'ala anha also sent a reliable slave so that he would serve the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam during the journey. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam went to Syria, sold the goods, bought new goods and returned to Makkah. And he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam did it in an absolutely fair way, which amazed Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. She radiallahu ta'ala anha sold all those goods and earned double profit. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, intention, as we know, plays a vital role in the life of humans, especially in an Islamic society. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated, I heard Allah's Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam saying, the reward for deeds depends upon the intentions, and every person will get the reward according to what he intends. So whoever migrates for worldly benefits or for a woman to marry, his migration is for what he migrates for. Many traders make their buyers believe that the odds are in their favor, but in actuality, such traders only care for their good. They may fool their buyers, but Allah Azza wa Jalla knows even their true intentions existing in their hearts. As is stated in the Holy Quran, translation of Quran, Kanzul Iman, and He knows whatever is in the heavens and in the earth, and He knows what you hide and what you disclose, and Allah knows what is within the hearts. Allahu Akbar. Now Islam lays great emphasis on halal morsel. Just as filthy food spoils our physical health, similarly, food earned through haram means spoils our spirituality. The man who lives on the income earned through haram means cannot be spiritually elevated. On the other hand, if the business is conducted by strictly following the Islamic principles of commerce, there will be no scope of any kind of commercial dishonesty, varying from business fraud to dishonesty. This can be further elaborated by the following hadith. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever sells defective goods without showing it, that is, its defects, he will always remain subject to the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal. Or he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the angels would curse him forever. In another hadith, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, Jannah is for the one who has pure earnings. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Now there are some fundamental guidelines for the person wishing to be a good trader. The following are the blessed sayings of the greatest trader sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, which shed light on the matter of trade and halal and haram means. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam stated, the purest food is that which you eat from your own earnings. Sayyidina Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the Rasul of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has stated, there are three types of people to whom Allah Azza wa Jal will not speak, nor will He Azza wa Jal see them with mercy, nor will He Azza wa Jal purify them. In fact, there is severe punishment for them. Sayyidina Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala anhu has further stated, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said this three times. So I said that these people will be ruined. Who are they? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, those three kinds of people are, number one, the one who lets down his lower garment, that is below his ankles, out of arrogance. Number two, the one boasting of the favor he did for someone. And number three, the one selling his goods by swearing a false oath. Allahu Akbar. Tubu ila Allah, astaghfirullah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, bringing this episode towards the conclusion. In short, trade plays a significant and vital role in this world. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was the greatest trader of all time. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did his trade honestly. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has set such examples which the traders of the entire world should follow if they want to succeed. Allah Azza wa Jal has given complete guidelines on trade through the Holy Quran and the teachings of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now, it is compulsory for anyone doing trade to learn about these rules and regulations, as ignorance will result in sins or haram earnings. Keep watching Madani Channel. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we'll be back with another episode. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Professions suffered by his predecessors. Professions suffered by his predecessors. Professions suffered by his predecessors. Professions.